that, say amen.
Amen.
That's right. He's all I need. All right, I'm going to real quickly go over a little bit of what I did last week in the 16th chapter of Revelation, leading to this battle where we are introduced for the first time. What's going to happen? What we're going to look at. So we're going to take a quick review of what we did last week, and then we're going to finish it up. Are you ready? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, Bill Leonard, here we go. Remember, all of these called bowl judgments will come toward the very end of tribulation. Could happen within a matter of days before the Battle of Armageddon, weeks, but definitely just a few months before. But whatever happens, all of these bold judgments will happen fast. Could be one right after the other. And the order by which it happens, it's amazing how it's going to unfold. And I pointed some of that out last week, but if you missed, let's see what it says. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, go ye and pour out the seven bowls of wrath, judgment of God into the earth. The first went and poured out his bowl into the earth, and it became a nuisance and grievous sore upon men that had the mark of the beast, and that worshipped his image. Now, I didn't spend a lot of time here last week on these sores. So let me take just a moment. You're going to wake up one morning if you're here during this time, and all of a sudden, you're going to start having boils, sores, open sores, and they're going to be everywhere on your body, starting with the bottom of your feet to the top of your head, in your back, on your rear, in the front, on your legs. There's going to be some bowls you're not going to be able to reach, scratch, or anything. You're not going to be able to lay in any position and get comfortable because of what these bowls are going to bring, the pain that they're going to bring, and the nuisance it's going to cause. And I may have pronounced that word, but I think you understand what I'm saying. Any of you ever had a bowl, ever had a sore? You know, if you just had one, it's aggravating. I've had this sore on the bottom of my foot for 11 years. 11 years. We are very close to closing it in. But it has been a pain in my foot for 11 years. It's been a pain somewhere else too, but I'm on camera. Alright? But it's been a pain to me. These things hurt. You get the picture? And this is just the first. Then a lot of other stuff. We're going to make you feel very uncomfortable because you've taken Satan's side. It's all about which side you take. I said last week, it's either God's... Well, wait a minute. I got criticized for doing this. It's either God's grace on this side, or God's judgment on this side. Last week it was pointed out to me that this side received all the judgments. So I had to reverse that just around. This is the side that's got grace. This is the side that's got judgment. And, you know, and maybe next week I'll turn it back around again. You understand? You got a choice. That's what you've got. God's judgment, God's grace. Everybody with me? Say amen.
Amen.
All right, Bill, there you go. And the second poured out his bowl into the sea, and it became blood as of a dead man. Every soul died, and the things that were in the sea. Remember me talking about this? The stench. If you've ever been around a bunch of dead fish, it stinks. Alright? Everywhere, all over the world, the sea is going to give up its dead. Now, I also said last week, this will be some of the biggest food source. I mean, it really comes down to a fish or a cow or a lamb or something. Like I said, I'm more of a cow person, but there's a lot of people that love seafood, but this is just the first step of taking the food away. Now, we're going to have bowls. We can't sleep. Now we're going to start getting hungry because there's not going to be any food. And it's also going to stink. And we're just getting started. Everybody ready? Why in the world would you want this for yourself or your family? Why, under God's heaven, would you want this? I said last week, and I'm going to say this every week, now is the time to get your family ready. Now is the time to tell them. Make them mad, you make them mad. I would rather make them mad than to see them go through hell. With me? They need to be in church. Your family needs to be in church. They need to do it. Wear them out. Every chance you get. You don't have to go where I go to church, but go to church somewhere. I mean, there's one on every corner in this country. Okay? Everybody with me? Say amen.
Amen.
And the third bowl now poured out his bowl into the rivers and the fountains of the waters, and it became blood. Now we got the stink, we're losing food, now we're losing drinking water. Now you're going to be thirsty. You got sores. It stinks. Your food's running out. And now you're going to get thirsty. It's going to get worse. Are you with me so far? You understand? All right, here we go. And I heard the angels of the waters saying, righteous art thou, who art and who was, thou holy one, because thou didst do it. In other words, God, you've got the right to do this. They had their chance. They had their chance. People had a chance to be in church today. They had their chance.
Amen.
Are you with me? They've had their chance. All across this globe today, we've got missionaries that are trying to win people. There's not an inch of this globe anymore that they haven't heard about Jesus. I promise you that. All right, Larry, here we go. For they poured out the blood of the saints and the prophets, and the blood hast thou given them to drink. They are worthy. Again, they got it coming. They poured out the blood of all of the saints, those who were saved. The Antichrist said, if you don't take the mark of the beast, if I find you, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to cut your heads off. I'm going to cut your children's heads off. I'm going to cut your family's heads off. I'm going to do everything. But you got a choice. You take it. Either the mark of the beast or you run from it. A lot of them died. This is what you're talking about. And I heard the altar say, yea, O Lord God, the mighty, true and righteous are the judgments. And the fourth poured out his bowl upon the sun, and it was given to scorch men with fire. Now we don't have no water to drink. Now it's going to be 100 degrees in the shade, I said last week. Maybe hotter now. Maybe 110. Maybe 120. It's going to be hot. Now remember, if you didn't take the mark of the beast, you can't go in the stores to get anything. But now they're not going to be able to get anything because all the water source is gone. Everything's been contaminated. Okay? So we got sores, I mean from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet and everywhere in between. Alright? You can't sleep. I understand that very much. That's how it's going to be. Then it's going to stink. Then our food source is going. Then our water source is going. And now it's going to be so hot, we're not going to be able to stand it. And I promise you, something else you ain't going to have either that we love is air conditioning. You ain't going to have that either. Lord, I mean, we love it. Get air conditioning. All right, here we go, Larry. And the men were scorched men with great heat. And of course, they're going to blaspheme God. They're going to cuss the name of God. We got the power over these plagues. And they repented not to give him glory. Here's what I said last week. This is what gets me. They had the chance to be under God's grace. Now they're mad at God because they're under his judgment. That takes a lot of gall, don't it? Huh? That's like me doing something that I know is going to make my wife mad, and then I'm surprised when she gets mad. Brian, you been there? Thank you. I'm not going to ask Carl. That's daily for him. Why would any person do that? If you know you're going to get the wrath of a friend, a spouse, or someone for what you do, and you go ahead and do it. I mean, this is how silly this is. I mean, they know this is coming, and yet they take Satan's side, and then when the judgments come, they blame God. And the fifth poured out his bowl upon the throne of the beast, and his kingdom was darkened. And they gnawed their tongues for pain. Can you imagine? Can you imagine all of this going on, and now they can't see the hand in front of you? And I told you about Mammoth Cave last week. That's the darkest place I've ever been. When they turn the lights out in Mammoth Cave, folks, you can't see the hand. Your hand can touch it, but you can't see it. That's how dark. It's going to get dark. going to get dark everywhere. Pain, dark, day, night. Suffering, sore, starving, thirsty. And even when it's dark, the heat will not go away. God's grace, God's judgment. What do you want? All right, Larry, here we go. And again, they're going to cuss God in heaven because of their pains and their sores. And they repented not of their work. It's amazing, but let me tell you something here too. Christian people do this too. You let a little something go wrong in your life, and buddy, we can't cuss God away. Huh? You get sore? I mean, I can blame God for everything that's wrong with me. I got a lot wrong with me. I got a foot issue. I got a kidney issue. I got a weight issue. I got a mind issue. I mean, I got all these issues. But hey, one of these days, I have faith to know that I'm not going to have no issues no more.
Amen.
So I can either blame God and continue with the issues and then have some real issues one of these days, or I can say, to God be the Lord. His will be done. And one of these days, I'm not going to have a foot to be sore, a brain to go crazy, a kidney to shut down. I ain't going to have all that issues no more. I'm not going to have to worry about it no more. I'm not going to be hooked up to a computer no more. I'm not going to have to deal with nurses like Marcia. No, if you do it, I've always taken your side.
Oh, you have?
Yes, I have. You don't remember it at the moment, but I am. All right, now let's look at this. And the sixth poured out his bowl upon the great river, the river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way might be made ready for the kings that come from the east. Now, I told you this last week, and this is where we ended. Two things you need to understand that you need to watch. The Bible says these armies are coming from one of two directions to get ready for this battle. They're either coming from the north of Israel or to the east of Israel. To the north of Israel is who? Russia. To the east of Israel is who? China. Alright, I promise you, you watch the events. Russia's there to stay. China's not too far behind. Because I promise you, they want Israel taken now. Okay? And let me say to you, if you keep an eye on it, it won't happen until the Battle of Armageddon comes. But when it does come, they're going to try to take Israel out. And then someone's going to come and going to rescue the day. That's coming in a couple of weeks. Who's going to rescue the day? Woo! What a day that's going to be. All right, Larry, here we go. Let's finish it up. Now, and I saw coming out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet, three unclean spirits. Again, we've got Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Again, they try to mock God. Here we got the dragon, Satan. We got the beast, which is the Antichrist, and the false prophet, which is his lieutenant. Three unclean spirits, as it were frogs. For they are spirits of demons, working signs, which go forth into the kings of the whole world to gather them together unto the war of the great day of God the Almighty. You see this going forth into the kings? What's going to happen is those leaders could be Putin if he's alive, could be whoever he is over time, but they're going to get a visit and they're going to say, we want your armies here, in this place, at this time, that they will obey because they know that they are under the leadership of Satan. And they're going to gather in a place the most powerful armies. You know why Russia's army, if you look at the history, is so powerful? Because the rest of their people are starving. If you want to eat well, live well, get paid well, you go into the armies. And Russia and China both, because that's where the money's at. That's how they have such great, wonderful armies, because these guys live like kings. Okay? That's how they do it. Now, the rest of the countries are starving to death. That's why they're powerful. Understand that? That's what happens. People live for power. And this is what this is all going to come down to, folks. Let's see how we get introduced to it. All right, Larry, here we go. Behold, I come as a thief. You know this phrase, don't you? Blessed is he that watches and keepeth his garments, lest he walketh naked, and they see his shame. This is strictly taken out, real quick, to tell you folks, when I come, I'm coming to get my people, but don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. I don't want anybody within the sound of my voice, whether it's a part of this congregation or whether or not it's people who watch me by the internet, to be surprised. You watch current events. Everything will happen in the Middle East. All the ducks are in a row.
Amen.
Jesus can come today. You understand that? He can come today. Make sure you're ready. Get your family ready. Tell your people to get into church. Tell your families that you love to get into church, because the time's coming. And after he comes, hell's following. I mean, it don't get any clearer than that. And they gathered them together, them being Russia, China, all the armies of the world, into a place which is called in you. Say it with me.
Amen.
The greatest, most powerful, most bloodshed battle will be this battle. You can take all of the wars around the world throughout history. Take all of the men and women who died, the bloodshed that was done throughout history will not equal what's going to happen here. What's this army going to be like? We're going to look at when this battle happens. Just how much blood is going to be shed? What's going to happen? Who's going to be the leader? Who's the army? Who's coming? And really, does Jesus need an army? No. He's going to bring an army with him.
Amen.
This is going to be the battle of all battles heading our way. But before this battle comes, it's going to be 7 years of total hell. You don't want a part of this. You don't want any of your family. You don't want any of your children, your grandchildren, your spouse, anybody that you love to be a part of this. You don't. If you do, there's something wrong with you. And the only way, there's only one way to avoid all this, and that's simply this. And it's really simple. And that is to believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Believe in him. Accept him. Now, I told you, starting in January, I'm going to do a series that I've never done before. And in 28 years here, that's to say something. But I'm going to do a series called, Just Because You Say You're Saved, Is He Really the Lord of Your Life? And there's a difference. I got people all day long that tell me that I'm saved. And I'm taking it to the word. I'm not going to tell them. But I know good and well he's not the Lord of their life. And I tell you why I know that. Because there were times I would have told you that I was saved. But he was not Lord of my life. I'm going to know what that phrase means. We're going to look at this coming this winter. I got a lot of people that's going to be surprised when this trumpet sounds. Because folks, if he's not Lord of your life, you may have a shot coming. Is he really true? Are you really truly saved? And is he really the Lord of your life and the Lord of your family? Coming soon. You're ready. Come again. Nobody wants to be around for this. I want to be on the other side. I don't want to be the ones fighting God. I want to be the ones following God. Did you catch that? So I'm going to close with this phrase one more time. I don't want to be the ones fighting God. I want to be the ones following God.
Amen.
Give the Lord a hand of applause. Take your chair, please. Is every head bowed and every eye closed? Father, I pray right now, anyone within the sound of my voice, to those in this congregation, to those who could be watching by internet, that Jesus is truly the way, the truth, and the life. There is no way to avoid tribulation or hell unless you truly believe in Jesus. Not only to believe in Jesus, but He really needs to be the Lord of your life. Father, we pray for anyone that needs to accept Jesus. If they're watching by internet, all they've got to do is to bow their head and say, Jesus, forgive me. I'm a sinner. I want to accept you as my Lord and my Savior. Change me. Thank you for forgiving me. In Jesus' name. It's that simple, but it's that serious. And then you begin to make it the Lord of your life. To those here in this congregation, we have an altar that you're welcome to come if you need to. I'm here to pray with you. But especially if you need to know Jesus, come. You say, Brother Roger, I need to know Jesus. I want to accept Him. I'll have a word of prayer with you, and your life will change if you're serious about it. Father, again, we thank you for your Spirit. In Jesus' name. Every head is bowed, every eye is closed. Would you come in the name of Jesus?